May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When I was in the Christian Union, we never got weekends away. The first time I went to a licensed lay minister's annual service at Christ Church Cathedral was in 2009 for the licensing of my friend Sue Bryce. The preacher was Stephen Cotterill, who was then Bishop of Reading, and he preached on this gospel passage that we have just heard. The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest. Bishop Stephen said that the problem is, while the harvest is rotting in the fields, the labourers are in the barn, arguing over what colour to paint the tractor. But Jesus did not give his labourers time to argue about how to do things. He said, "Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Don't burden yourselves with luggage, and don't stop to chatter. Just get on with the task in hand. It is so easy to be distracted and waste time on trivialities. Shall I take the black bag or the brown one? My new sandals or the comfy old ones? When you go into a house, offer peace and friendship. If it is rejected, move on. If it is accepted, remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. Join in with their ways. This is not a time to be picky about the local cuisine. When I applied to go to Peru with CMS, we were asked if we were vegetarians, and if so, would we be prepared to eat meat in order not to offend people who invited us into their homes. People made great preparation for guests, and this often included buying meat they could ill afford and were rarely able to have. Believe me, guinea pig is preferable to the meat of an elderly llama, but neither is for the squeamish. Jesus applied his same instructions with regard to towns. When you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Bring the gospel to those who are receptive to hearing it. Do not waste time on the stubborn who will not listen. Those who do not see that the kingdom of God has come near. Speak to those who are close by. Don't put off the task by searching the streets for other people. Isaiah shows us the motherly side of God, the God who comforts and provides, the God who enables us to flourish, the God who is on our side so that we too can rejoice with Jerusalem. So what message does this gospel have for us? I think its main lesson is that we should trust in God, trust that we don't have to know the outcome before we set out. We don't have to know exactly where we are going, but have the trust to step out with confidence into whatever situation God sends us, knowing that he is with us as we go. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. They were fortunate. They saw the results. We often have to trust that though we may not see any results, it doesn't mean we haven't had any effect. The seeds of faith, once sown, may germinate at different rates. Some seeds germinate in a few days. Those are the ones we often call weeds. Some wait until the right levels of light occur. Others need to freeze in the ground and then germinate when the temperature rises. Some seeds, like poppies, can lie in the ground for years until the ground is disturbed. Some people will not remember that God is there for them until the ground they stand on is disturbed and their lives are shaken. But we don't have to be sent out like lambs into the midst of wolves. If we can just be open and honest with friends and work colleagues, talk naturally about what we do on Sunday, answer their questions when we can, and not be afraid of discussion. It doesn't have to be scary. We just have to share God's good news with our friends and neighbours. I would like to close with part of a prayer written by Archbishop Oscar Romero. Let us pray. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own. Amen.